Welcome to an introduction to iOS 15 CLI licensing commands. My name is Pete Anderson, and I am an associate professor at Davenport University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. We're going to look at the verification, activation, and uninstall iOS 15 command line interface licensing commands. First, we're going to look at how we can display license information, and then we are going to take a look at enabling and or disabling technology package licensing. Additional resources may be found at the links on this slide. The first command that we're going to take a look at is the show license UDI command. We can also locate the unique device identification information by utilizing the show version command, as well as on the plastic tab directly attached to the router. This information is needed to purchase upgrades at a later time, transfer licenses, and look up licenses. The device's unique device identifier is a combination of the device's product ID and serial number, as can be seen in the output from the show license UDI command. The show version command now has additional information pertaining to licensing. Several ways to show this data. The show version command allows the identification of current technology package status, current technology package license type, and technology package license status at next boot, which becomes important in the process for enabling and/or disabling technology packages. The show license command shows all feature licensing, technology and feature inclusive. Other show license commands include the show license all command and the show license detail command. Note that we do identify the show license command will identify the type of license as well as the actual usage time of the license, which becomes important when we are attempting to utilize evaluation versions of technology package licensing. The show license feature command displays the current list of all features on the router and which ones are enabled. The process for activating and/or deactivating technology package licenses begins with the command license boot module, followed by the model number, followed by the keyword technology package, followed by the actual package name. The example here shows activating the data technology package license on a 2900 series device. In order to disable a technology package license, we use either the no version of the license boot module command or the license boot module command followed by the keyword disable after the technology package that we are disabling. Remember, it's one or the other, not both. If we take a look at the process, step one is to issue the show version vertical bar begin UDI command. This will allow us to verify that the data license is actually disabled. In this case, we're looking at the data technology package, and at next reboot, note that the fourth column from the left indicates that it's disabled. Step two is to actually activate the data technology package license. Again, we do this with the license boot module, the model number, technology package, followed by the technology package that we want to enable. Please note that in order to make this technology package available at the next reboot, we need to issue the write or do write command. Once we do this, the technology package will be active after the next router reboot. We can verify this, as we'll see in the next slide, with the show version vertical bar begin UDI command. Note that now in the fourth column of this output, it identifies that the data K9 technology package will be available at the next reboot. In order to uninstall a technology package license, remember again, we use the no version of the license boot module or the license boot module command followed by the disable keyword after the technology package name. This ends an introduction to iOS 15 command line interface licensing commands. Thank you.